The Gaels jumped out to a big lead early and never looked back, en route to a 30-point romp on Sunday night, improving to 3-0 to start the season. I'm Alex Jensen, and this is Gaels Rewind for St. Mary's 63-33 win over the Mean Green of North Texas at University Credit Union Pavilion on Sunday night. And the Gaels blew this one open early, riding a 28-1 run while holding the Mean Green without a field goal for nearly 14 minutes in building a 29-point first-half advantage.
Now to left corner. Johnson, shot fake, jab step. Now it's a three fly and rims it in. Four to go. Mahaney with the drive, hooks a pass out to the corner. Ball movement to Dukas, open three from the wing is good. And a timeout taken by North Texas. In the hands of Kyle Bowen. Gaels get the steal. Johnson with a head of steam to the rim. Crossover dribble. Flips it up and in. Mitchell Saxon back to the basket. Holding a left-hand dribble. Backing down to Nussmann. Spins baseline with the right-hand hook. Off glass and good. Here's Bowen posting up. Kick out Mahaney. Catch and shoot triple. Yes, sir. It is all St. Mary's in the first 12 minutes, 23-4. Mitchell Saxon back to the basket, one dribble. Out to Jefferson, left wing, top side for Barrett, who hits a three. Ball movement tonight has been exceptional for the Gaels. And the Gaels clear the rebound. Right-hand drive by Johnson to the rim, can't score. Whistles is right there for the tip jam.
Obviously, the first half was one of the better defensive performances I think I've seen. You know, we held them to 12. I think they had 4 points late into that first half. I mean, that doesn't happen very often, but it's started with the same guys. You know, our senior leadership was phenomenal there. Obviously, North Texas is down a couple guys, but Logan did an unbelievable job on Huntsbury, and Saxon did a great job on Usmane. A lot of it's our team defense, but Saxon held his ground, did a great job not giving him easy buckets. So
our game plan was just play physical, get on the boards, play physical defense, and defense was the key in this game. I mean, I think we did a phenomenal job first 15 minutes. They scored one field goal maybe, so I think that was the reason why we got going. We had a game plan, and we knew that the only way to break them offensively is to share the ball, because they're helping, shrinking the floor, and we just have to move the ball really quick to get a good shot, and I think that's what we did. On offense, I think that's our strength. We know our roles on offense. We know what to do. We know how to do it, and I think that really helps when you know that if you make an extra pass, other guy will make a good decision. So I think that's all about decisions and just being unselfish.
I mean, I thought offensively it's one of the better games we played. They're tough to play against because they try to force you to penetrate and they rotate hard, and I thought our guys just kind of got to 2 feet and kicked out and kept moving the ball and got them chasing a little bit.
While the Gaels kept it going in the second half, they also got key contributions from their younger players, including the play of the night from big man Harry Wessels, providing the exclamation point on their third consecutive victory.
Marcellonis into the paint, kick out Dukas, three at the end of the clock, straight away, bottoms for Alex Dukas. Probing with the left hand, leaves his feet out to the right corner. Bowen tees up a three, got another one. Ninth three for St. Mary's tonight. Swing it left side, Martinez. Guarded by Jefferson, shot fake, and here's Wessels stepping in the passing lane. Foot race to the rim for the big man with the flush. A pick six, if you will, on a football Sunday. And the jam for Wessels. It's a 30-point Gale lead as the seconds tick away here in Moraga. And a 3-0 start for St. Mary's with an exclamation point and a 30-point victory over the North Texas Mean Green on this Sunday night.
Wessels stood out. He ended up with 7 in 10 minutes and had the fast break dunk, which was really impressive. But his minutes right now are so valuable for the young guys and getting them acclimated and getting them in the flow of our offense and how we expect to play. And the goal is to not have any drop off when you sub. And I think as the year goes on, that's what we got to keep working towards. We know that they're pretty gritty defensively, and you're going to have to work for shots. I thought we looked really unselfish tonight, and that's kind of how our guys are and that's how they're built. They don't really care who's scoring or whatnot. And to be able to hold them defensively to 33 points and still have good offensive numbers is a good night for us.
Our three seniors, they're great leaders. You can hear them. They're loud on the court. They're loud off the court. It has a big impact. We're always communicating. We know that if somebody makes a mistake on defense, we're ready to help. We're ready to fix that mistake. So it's really important. We're having fun whenever it's gritty, whenever it's physical. Yeah, I think that's what we do.
We kept telling our guys as we were getting closer to practice that there's no breaks in this season. You know, we started off with Oral Roberts, who probably picked to win their league. Vermont is probably picked to win their league, and North Texas the same. So I think North Texas was top 50 last year. Vermont was close to it. you know, our schedule is tough. And then we have Southern coming in, and Hofstra. Both will be tough opponents for us.
Winners of their first three games of the season, the Gales will continue their five-game homestand with a Wednesday evening date with the Southern Jaguars at University Credit Union Pavilion in Moraga. Tip-off is scheduled for 5:30 p.m. and will be followed by the St. Mary's women taking on Rice at 8. Until then, I'm Alex Jensen, and you've been listening to Gales Rewind.